USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is wrapping up a 20-nation summit in Japan and meeting with world leaders. Trade with China is one of the main topics, and the president reported on decisions he's made after talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I promise that for at least the time being, we're not going to be lifting tariffs.
He also spoke of visiting the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas.
Spoke with the people. Kim Jong-un was very receptive. He responded, and so we'll see. Because tomorrow we're going to the DMZ. I said, while I'm there, I'll shake his hand. We get along.
He was also asked about former President Jimmy Carter, who has questioned Mr. Trump's presidential legitimacy, saying Russians helped him to win by cheating.
He was a nice man. He was a terrible president. He's a Democrat, and it's a typical talking point.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The former New York City Police Department detective who appeared before Congress 2 weeks ago seeking funds for 9/11 victims has died. USA's John Clemens reports.
Luis Alvarez, who served 20 years as a U.S. Marine, then with the NYPD, had spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died from cancer at the age of 53. Alvarez appeared on Capitol Hill on June 11th, seeking funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
In a statement from his family, they declared, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he had touched." I'm John Clemens.
Missouri's only abortion clinic will remain open until at least August. That ruling from a Missouri commissioner who said there's a likelihood that the clinic will prevail in its license fight with the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A federal judge has blocked $2.5 billion in spending for the Trump administration's border wall. U.S. District Court Judge Haywood Gillum Jr. of the Northern District of California ruled Friday that President Trump's attempt to shift $2.5 billion from the Department of Defense towards the border project was unlawful. Construction of the border wall using funds was otherwise set to begin as early as this Monday. The decision stems from a pair of lawsuits, including one the Civil Liberties Union filed on behalf of the Sierra Club and the Southern Border Communities Coalition, arguing that the president abused his emergency powers by declaring a national emergency in February to fund the border wall. The other was filed by the state of California, as well as 19 other states. During a news conference in Tokyo, the president blasted the decision, saying they'll appeal it right away. A stormy pattern will persist across the north-central United States, with rounds of severe weather expected through Sunday. Hot, humid air centered over the nation's midsection will continue to provide fuel for violent thunderstorms to develop, intensify, and maintain their strength for dozens of miles. Late this past week, Montana and portions of the Midwest were hit with hail and wind damage from severe storms. Anyone with plans to be outside this weekend in that area should make sure they keep a close eye to the sky and get indoors if they hear thunder. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.